budget implications for the department. Firstly, I think it deals with the mandate of the Department of Enterprises, which was contextualized. That is a shareholder department. It provides oversight to the state-owned companies, fundamentally to implement and also to drive the NDP, the Industrial Policy Action Plan, and the National Development New Growth Path. Well, the strategic goals have been captured already relating to the programs of the department. Part of them is to provide oversight in the logistics system, mobilize external funding sources, monitor the implementation of programs. I'll just go straight to the environmental alliance, starting with the social environment. One area is that South Africa has got like a population of about 52 million people. Out of those 52 million people, 25.2% are unemployed. Inequality, unemployment are the triple challenges that we're dealing with. 73.4% have got access to water, and 84.7% have got access to electricity. We also have one of the acts that has got implications towards the economic empowerment of black people, including women, workers, youth, people with disabilities, and those living in rural areas, in the form of triple BEE. This actually is involves strategies for socio-economic empowerment, increasing number of black people who manage, own, control enterprises and productive assets, facilitating ownership and management of enterprises and productive assets by communities, workers, cooperatives, and other collective enterprises, human resource development, and I think it's about achieving a representation on all categories of people at the work environment and also in levels of workforce. But then this would need the SOCs to start, because SOCs have got two mandates. One is to push the economic agenda, which is commercial profit making and revenue balance sheet. But then the second, because they operate within a context, in a municipality, in a locality, in a space environment, they need to also develop the lives of people. And also they need to push some of the intentions of the, as contextualizing the triple BEE, that's what we call national development agenda of the country. But also, we also have to look at ways in which the department itself can provide the context for SOCs. And part of that is the shareholder performance agreements, which the department enters with into a contract with SOCs. But those are, in our context, in the South African context, are called shareholder compacts. So they need to be factored clearly so that it's stipulated up front. Whenever the department wants to see impact, this is what they have to show. Well, the economic environment, it's actually presented, the monetary policy review presented by the South African Reserve Bank in June 2014 states that the advanced economy banks responded to global financial crisis with extraordinary stimulus, including zero interest rates, large-scale assets purchases, and unprecedented policy coordination. This means South Africa's economy, especially the current deficit, is actually increasing. Part of it is that most of our current account deficit is exclusively funded by non-resident inflows, and that most equities, bonds, and packages that we provide at the financial market and speculation environment are part of investments that are made by foreign countries into our country. But we also have global capital flows that have grown scarcer and more erratic, and our position, especially export performance, has not been at that level. We've got falling terms of trade and production disruption and rising imports. So this actually, we need as a country to attract capital inflows, but we also have a slowdown in China. You know, the Chinese economy is not as buoyant and as robust as it was, and the emerging market economies is also slowing down. So this actually means our demand for our exports are growing less competitive and also less stronger. With part of risks that we have in the economy is also the elevated inflation. We also have chronic shortages in electricity that hinder capital formation and economic growth. And employment creation remains a significant challenge in the long-term stability of our economic environment. Part of this is also caused by the antagonistic labor relations and persistent strikes. Hopefully you will see in the Platinum Belt and current recently within the metal workers sector. So this actually, the Chamber of Mines actually estimates that some of the cumulative losses resulting from the mining strike were about 9 to 10 billion, which is a huge loss in terms of a lot of wages that were supposed to be spent by people who were embarking on the strike. I think this is something that we know. But in the policy environment, the president highlighted that the economy will be the focus in this year, with 5% by 2019 as a target for economic growth. The economy will actually be stimulated by infrastructure development, and part of that would be the implementation of the energy plan, restructuring of the energy industry as envisaged by the Independent Systems Market Operator Bill, which is the ISMO Bill. The ISMO Bill would affect how electricity is structured and would also affect and have an impact on the operations of ESCOM. So this bill has been there, but it has been pulled, but the president is putting it back into the agenda. The integrated resource plan is part of also another that would look at how resources are implemented. And key issues really that have an impact on the energy sector. I think the chairperson spoke about the nuclear issues, the renewable issues, some of these issues. We also have Transnet 50 billion locomotive contracts. These will need to be monitored by the committee in terms of how they are really promoting local content and boosting economic growth. So there is a commitment to small business, youth empowerment, and also sustainable economic growth. But part of that would be the regional development, and ESCOM or the energy sector is looking into Inga hydropower, which is in the DRC. So this would see how it works out within the committee and also within how it boosts economic growth in South Africa. And part of governance within government is that the minister signs this performance agreement with the president. We deal with the issues that really relate to the National Development Plan. But the National Development Plan is an macroeconomic shift. And there are targets that support a strong economic infrastructure designed to support the country's medium and long-term economic and social objectives. These are intended to propel the economic activity. And ultimately, there will be need to bring better decision-making, improved spending discipline, resulting in more rigorous assessment, shareholder accountability, and reporting. This statement really relates to how the department has to also provide that, and the committee has to provide that rigorous assessment and shareholder accountability and reporting from the the SOCs. Major milestone was the review of SOCs by the Presidential Review Committee, which actually also contextualized issues that relate to globalization and unemployment, skewed distribution of income. But part of the recommendations that were made was that the state should clearly define and communicate consistent strategies for SOCs. That would include visioning, functioning, and objectives. The state should also ensure that governance policies and practices are in place and streamlined, points of contact between regulatory agencies and SOCs are maintained. The SOCs, you know, need to have a standardized way of monitoring and evaluation. The SOCs are supposed to also have sufficient operational independence, but also attract the best skills into their ranks. We dealt with just a synopsis, the highlights of the entities. Because we, I think it's important to understand the issues that relate to the SOCs. Alexco is also a public company based in Alexander Bay, but its operations are diamond mining. But part of their problems is that the community challenged them to, in terms of deeds of settlements, which they lost, and the shareholder, which is the department, lost. So part of that would need to be supported, because it essentially it means that on the land that they have diamonds, the community has a share. And the only operations that they can conduct are in the mines, in the marine sea mining. Sea mining. So obviously their new role will be to also look at how they can support Eskom with coal and this is what the department is currently focusing on in terms of that. So there are issues that they need to be unpacked going forward. The broadband infraco is supposed to provide, actually was established to provide low-cost broadband and encourage access to broadband in rural areas as well. That challenge relates to getting an S license, electronic communication services license. This would actually help them to reach far more places that they are currently reaching. Also, the challenge with them is that as much as they want to do the rural agenda, there's also a commercial agenda that they have to focus on. And somehow there's a balance between profitability and the development agenda. So these are some of the things that they need to support going forward. And they need support from the committee and the department. And DENEL provides military intelligence and security of supply to the country as it develops high-end technology, conducts research, and develops advanced manufacturing niche defense products and solutions while supplying global markets. DENEL has got different entities. It's got land systems, it's got aerostructures, it's got about four press metal and all that, but part of the NAM is that it was also going through a turnaround, and out of all the state-owned enterprises, the NAM has managed to successfully become profitable as a state-owned enterprise, and part of that was also because of its stable leadership. But currently, it's challenging in getting local contracts with the South African Police Service and South African National Defense Force. So there's a need for them to be supported going forward. Eskom, as we know, is about 91 years old. It's one of the companies that supplies electricity in South Africa. The challenge with them is their build program with Medupi and Kusile slowing down and not reaching the target. Safcoal is having challenges with land claims. Part of their land, I think 60% or about 60% of the land that they own is under land claims. So we need the inter-ministerial, inter-departmental collaboration in resolving that. And South African Railways has got challenges. Part of the issues that was put forward is that the need for them to have a long-term turnaround strategy. So we'll have to look at going forward, and the department will need more resources in supporting that long-term turnaround. South African Airways and Mango is a subsidiary of South African Airways, but South African Express Airways is another airline that will be integrated in the new vision for airlines as envisaged in the long-term turnaround strategy. So I'll just go to Transnet. Transnet actually deals, has got a strategy called the market demand strategy that was budgeted for 300 billion to support it over the next, to implement over the next 7 years. So part of going into industrialization, economic empowerment, and also economic growth would have to look at how it fast tracks these market demand strategies, and more oversight will be needed in ensuring that it reaches those targets of high capital investment. These are done in the backdrop that the capital flows are also going out. So Transnet will have to look at the market, how to raise its funds. It doesn't look into the committee on fiscal, so issuing bonds and all those kind of things. So I'll say the budget implications is with the department does not directly transfer allocated funds to SOCs, but the budget process requires that actually we look into certain issues that have been highlighted. I wouldn't go straight to say this X amount of budget, but what would be the priorities going forward? One is the issue of radical economic transformation programs that addresses the socio-economic imbalances. So the role of the SOCs need to an expanded mandate, as it is contextualized, need to be looked at whether they are meeting those developmental targets. We need to understand the constraints in the global environment and the level of competitiveness. How can we stimulate this competitiveness in the SOC environment? We need to look at policy frameworks that relate to that. And massive programs of SOC, such as the build program, the long-term turnaround strategies, the market demand strategies need to be continually monitored, because this is where the crux of the matter is in terms of putting the country forward. If we have shortage of electricity supply, the result of Medupi, or an energy mix that has to be decided going forward, or bills that relate to energy, the slowdown in the economy as a result of all of these things affect how we invest as well. So these SOCs such as yourself called Alexco and Broadband are constantly defining a mandate and a role, because some of the environments that they operate in, they face challenges. So they need to be looked at in terms of how are they going to be sustainable over time. Denel also needs to be supported going forward by inter-ministerial and inter-departmental collaborations. We also look at ways in which platforms of engagement can be created using the PIC-led presidential working groups and international platforms such as BRICS Contact Group on Economic Trade and Issues, just to push forward the agenda of how we also want to improve competitiveness going forward. and also to learn from those platforms in terms of the best practice that is happening in other areas. So I think that will be my presentation. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Minisi, for the presentation. Honorable members, the floor is yours. It was an overview of what departments should look at from the content advisor. You know, rightly, as the members have been saying all along, and Honorable Michaels, who has got the experience of this department, has been saying, of this committee has been saying that this department and committee has got a massive task ahead, because you must remember this committee has also got must also look at the departments and the entities' role in the SIPS programs under the infrastructure rollout program. It's a lot of money going in there, multi-billions of rand. And the department, apart, there are certain entities that is part of the SIPS, which is the strategic integration projects. Strategic infrastructure projects. So there's different SIPs that there is. I know ESCOM is part of a SIP. I think it's SIP 18. But it's part of the energy SIP. I know that Denel is part of a SIP. Transnet is part of a SIP, and there's massive money going in there. There's the massive potential for job creation. So it's our duty as a committee to get to the bottom of things, because honourable members, although we say it's a non-delivery department, but the entities are delivery, and these deliveries goes down to the deep rural areas of our communities, job creations. It's where it's supposed to be. Yes. Job creation, internships, learnerships, skills development. We need to when we do our after our strategic planning and we call these various entities, we need to engage Transnet about how they go about their learnership, how they go about their internship, how they go about their skills development, their bursaries. All those things. That is part, even SAA. SAA has, at one stage, a couple of years, closed down the academy to train pilots. Now, what happened was that the private schools has opened up aviation classes. Mm-hmm. And these private schools have sold off certain rights to Emirates, to Abu Dhabi, to Qatar Airlines, Emirates, and all that, because aviation field is not just pilots, it is also engineers. So it's got a whole range of things, cabin crew, the whole lot. At one stage, SAA, and I think it's now been said that they want to stop recruiting cabin crew at the moment. But we can't allow that, because these cabin crews of SAA are getting lucrative deals, much lucrative pays from the Middle East, and they move out of South Africa. They need to move to the base in Dubai. If you work for Emirates, you need to be stationed in Dubai. Irrespective of where you travel to, if you work for Qatar, you need to be stationed in Abu Dhabi. You work for British Airways internationally, you need to go to London. So those expertise, that economy which we have plowed in, it's lost then for the South African generation and for South Africa. Honorable Marupel.
No, thanks, Chair. Mine is on the page 3, in terms of the antagonistic labor relations. I'm sorry, I'm just having a bit of a flu. I think the presenter has been very much honest to go into town to about the labor relations issues. I just want to link my comment with what we have just said, Chairperson. It is only taking us only on the one side of labor, which affects the economy. It does not tell about the people that are in charge of the industry. How do they affect also in terms of their own conduct? Closing down of the aviation school, it can never be a matter of a labor. It becomes a matter of a management. So in that way, it also affects negatively the economic environment. So I think the analysis, it must be able to balance the two, because now it's like it's projecting as if the labor, it is the one that at all times is actually causing some problems for our economy to grow. Maybe a fair balance so that we can be able to criticize properly, it will actually help.
Marvella, Honorable Singh.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the presenter. Just a couple of questions. In terms of the strategic goals of the department, there's mobilizing external funding sources, the skills development that you spoke about. To what extent, from the experience of the members that have been here and the support staff, is this being done by the department? Mobilizing external funding resources and the skills development. Also, you talk about the shareholder performance agreements. This must be volumes of documents. Or is there like an executive summary of these that can be shared with us? So, we as a committee know exactly what the shareholder performance agreements are. And then on Alex Corp, you write here of a new role that has been developed for the department and support. What is this role that the department has to play in Alex Corp? Thanks.
I can answer on the focus of Alex Corp because I've dealt with it quite a lot in my previous committee as Manila Resources. The commodities that Alex Corp mine does not belong to public enterprises. Belongs to Manila Resources, belongs to government. Alex Corp is the private company. Alex Corp, in actual fact, was formed in the old apartheid era, where the Afrikaner Broederbond had to have some stake into the government. And they formed Alex Corp then and make it a government-owned company. But Alex Corp has then been transferred to public enterprises. So with the new land claims that happened, the court then gave the mining rights outside of the marine, the land mining rights, the court has given that to the communities. So the communities can mine there, but there's hardly any deposits in that. Most of the deposits are in the sea. So Alex Corp is mining on behalf of government in the sea in terms of that. But Alex Corp, to be honest with you, members, I don't know if I know that the committee has dealt with Alex Corp in the fourth parliament quite extensively and with the Rachtersveld communities and that. It's still a hot potato at the moment. It's a hot potato that we are going to get them to deal with, because why? Alex Corp has not delivered on the court order in terms of the mines and in terms of the communities. For argument's sake, the rehabilitation parts, which must still be done, Alex Corp has not done that properly. The rehousing, the agreements that needs to be set up. So it's quite a hot potato, Honorable Singh, and I think we need to sit down one day with the committee, with the Alex Corp, call them. We need to call them. Colleagues, we must not be afraid to call entities. It's your right. In actual fact, the Constitution gives you as a committee so much right that the Constitution say we can call, even summons, even subpoena anyone to appear before the committee. That's a constitutional right that this committee has got. So we must not be afraid to call people. If a member feels that, look, let's deal with an entity, approach the management, approach the whip, approach the chairperson to say that let's call this entity, please, because there's some serious things that we want to find out from them. You, as a member of the committee, has got the right to do that request. In actual fact, it's your duty to do that. If you're unhappy with SAA, I was unhappy with SAA, and it did not fall into my mandate as a committee, but it fell into a different mandate about job creation, skills development, so I've called SAA to my committee, the previous parliament, and we've asked them, and then they made promises, no, we will open up the aviation school. They came to this committee then. They came to this committee to say, no, we will open it up when 2015 or when now, we will open it up because we see there is a need to plow back again. So you've got the right, members, to really exercise your right, exercise your duty as such. That's why we've got the chairperson, we've got the whip, we've got the management committee that must look after the management of this committee. And as members, we've got a right then to write to this management committee, the chairperson and the management committee, to say that I feel that we should discuss this matter for argument's sake of SAFCO. Because what's happening in KZN, it's a disgrace in the forestry. It's a total disgrace, members. Overseas people, outside people, are now reaping which South Africans should be reaping. And if we are not privy to that, if we don't look at that thing, our constituents that vote for us will tomorrow say, you talk about a radical transformation, economic transformation. You know what we are talking about. You are giving the money away and we are suffering. Our constituents will tomorrow turn against us. Transnet, for Transnet to have 4 or 5 pilots, these tugboat black pilots, it's a disgrace. 20 years into democracy, it's a total disgrace. We need more. We need more. So it is within your rights, members, please, to raise these issues. And to say that this vis-a-vis that is in right. Members, any questions to Mr. Mnisi? Hey, Chief, you have done so well that people are very comfortable with you. But colleagues, like I said, please, we've got an important committee. If we fail, we fail South Africa. We fail the people that has voted for us, whether it is 11 million people, whether it is 1 million people, whether it is 500,000 people, whether it is 2,000 people, we have failed them. And on the legacy report, colleagues, 5 years from now, we need to put down our own legacy report, our own as a committee. We need to say that we have achieved what we have achieved. You know, I can proudly say that in the committees, we have achieved, I have achieved, and it's there in the open, public knowledge. Although we had fierce opposition, you look at the new Credit Act, we had fierce opposition, but afterwards we said then as South Africans, we have achieved. DA was there, IFP was there, and Hope was there, UDM was there, EFF was not born yet, they were still in the stages, Honorable Marupela, but 5 years from now, we can all say, ANC, EFF, GA, everything, you can proudly say, I, Marubela, and the EFF have achieved. Honorable Michaels can say, I, Natasha Michaels, and the DA have achieved to deliver to South Africans. Honorable Singh can say, I, Naran Singh, have achieved to deliver to South Africa and the IFP. Sorry, not intention not to mention your party. Honorable Rantu can say the same thing. I, Daphne Zukiso Ranto from the African National Congress, have achieved. Dr. Luyenge can say he has achieved. He has achieved that Parliament must have a wellness program. That's his legacy report. That's his legacy that is left at Parliament and still continuing. To say members must eat healthy, members must participate in sport. He has achieved that there's even gyms opening. There are gyms in Parliament. So that is what we need to... That is what we need to put down 5 years from now to say, no, we have shaped South Africa. Members, with that in mind, let's break for lunch. Okay, Mr. Nisi, although he has no questions for clarity on that, he still wants to clarify something. Sure.
No, Chair, I just wanted to say I'll look at the issue of management responsibility in Honorable Marupera's statement, as he said, the statement around antagonistic labor practices, relations. I'll also look at that and factor the role of business in this regard. And also, related to the strategic objectives, as it was raised by Honorable...
Sorry. Just tell the DM that we did accept, got his apology, we did accept it. All right. And Minister as well. Thanks.
Well, our role is also to provide that oversight over the department. Most of the time, what they do would be to go and bid with Treasury and also work closely with entities, especially whenever they want to lobby for money or raise funding. Obviously, another way would be going with them on trade missions for matchmaking and business. So those are some of the things that, but they will need concrete ways to make proposals for sustainable funding. But the entities remain self-sustaining and lose a grip in terms of public fiscal. So those are some of the strategies that they are looking at going forward. On shareholder compact, we have a glimpse in the annual reporting, the entities annual reporting in terms of what they go into. But in most cases, they sign a bit late. And whenever we request them, you might find out we've already started doing the assessment of entities. But obviously, they will have a standard. We can pull it together and just give you a highlight in terms of what they've been signing over the years. Yeah. So I think those are some of the things relating to ALESCO. As I was saying, their role will be going forward. They have to look at issues relating to coal mining so that they diversify, because at the moment they're involved in they own about 49% now in the JV, so they're a bit of a minority shareholder. And in terms of operations, they're given to the CPA, the communal the entity that is operating in the PSJV, the entity that is operating in Rustenburg. So no matter when they'll go there, they'll only go to also, they don't have a mandate in that, but they still are responsible and required to report to the DME, to the DMR, on issues relating to operation, safety, and all that. So it's a bit of a difficult relationship. And there's still a need also to empower the new owners or the partners in the JV to ensure that the skill sets are there, the issues relating to safety, the issues relating to rehabilitation, that relate to operational issues are dealt with, so that they can also find a new rule going forward. So that needs to be clear, crystallized, because it might make them or break them. But there are talks with ESCOM in terms of how they can support Alexco in their new rule. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Mnisi, Alexco is not coal, it's diamond. It's going forward for coal, but they have not discovered it yet. It's of a weak nature. Also, we must, you know, the other point, colleagues, we're going to break now. The other point that we need to raise with ESCOM is the inferior coal that they are using in South Africa for electricity. Very much inferior. Third grade, even worse than third grade. Below third grade, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also impacts on the environmental issues of that. So that is points of that we need to put down when we have our breakaways and all that, so that we engage these guys on those points. Colleagues, we can break for lunch. We must be back at 2:00 to get the input of the department. But let me thank.